You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Jennifer Marcinelle. She's a holistic nurse, and she has brought crystals into healing in her practice. And Jennifer actually had a personal health crisis, and she had been working in the medical system and got burned out, and now she uses gemstone therapy to combat any of those things and help advise people on how to improve their health with gemstones. So welcome, Jennifer. It's good to have you on the show.
Well, hello, and hello from Houston, and thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's great. So what have you learned? Can you explain gemstone therapy? Just for those who don't know why gemstones are becoming so popular.
Yeah, sure. So if you think hot stones massage meets acupuncture, except you're fully dressed and there's no needles. So it's a very simple procedure. In a treatment space similar to what might look like a massage treatment table or a treatment space similar to that, fully dressed, comfortably clothed. And the gems and diamonds, which are from the mineral kingdom, they vibrate at certain vibrations, healing frequencies of vibrations. They're placed on or around the body or placed in the aura or used in specific protocols, like in specific ways to help heal the energetic injuries that we get from the wear and tear of everyday life. So nice and uplifting healing energies.
And explain aura for those folks who don't really understand it.
Yeah, sure. So if anyone who has ever maybe had a yoga class or ever heard of the chakras, we are more than our physical body, and we have what's called an energetic anatomy. And as a part of that, we have the chakra system. From the chakra system, we also have what's called the aura, meaning that we have layers of energy field that belong to us, and that it layers from inside of our body to the outside, actually even several feet away. And it corresponds to our memories, our thoughts, our emotions, and even that part of us that just kind of knows. Like that part of us that where the hair stands up on the back of your neck when somebody doesn't feel right when they walk up, that's called the superphysical aura. So different layers of the aura have different services for us, and they keep us healthy and happy when they're working well and are in great healed shape.
Okay, now this might sound a little woo-woo to some people. Is there research behind this now?
Yeah, there is actually, and it may sound a little woo-woo if you're not familiar with it or haven't been exposed to it quite yet, if this is new to you. Actually, crystal healing has been around for thousands of years through many generations, through many cultures, and basically what it is that, you know, from basic science, we know that all matter, everything's made of matter, and everything vibrates, and crystals vibrate, gemstones vibrate, diamonds vibrate, even herbs vibrate. Everything we take vibrates. So crystals and gemstones have been studied scientifically for many, many years by such prestigious places like UCLA, the NASA Institute for Astronomy. There's a fabulous book by Michael Katz, Gemstone Energy, Healing the Body, Mind, and Spirit, which goes into more of the science of non-Hertzonian energy. So that's a type of energy studied that relates to crystals and gemstones.
Wow. That's amazing that there's so much study now. What can crystals actually do next to the body? So they're vibrating, we're vibrating. How does this change us?
Yeah, so what happens is, in the course of everyday life and the wear and tear that we take, and as we get burnout, our cells and every aspect of us gets off of its natural healthy vibratory rate. We should be vibrating at a nice healthy rate. But when something happens to us, when we're very taken aback or we become very stressed or depleted or we suffer an injury, our vibrations become off. So different gemstones and the diamonds have specific healing vibratory rates that don't change. So, for example, I might use a gem called black rhodonite with onyx to calm anxiety and treat emotions. And I often use gemstones called sodalite and blue chalcedony to treat running thoughts or negative thoughts. And then diamond, which gemstone and diamond therapy practitioners have discovered that diamonds are the master crystal and that the powerhouses, if you will, which are used to repair and treat energetic anatomy. So I use diamonds in much bigger work. For example, even relationships, things like that. So they work to restore the natural harmony and the natural balance of the all parts of ourselves, down to our cells, our tissues, our organs, even out into the aura and our thoughts, memories, and emotions. So we want to restore balance, and then we restore health and wellness.
So, Jennifer, you're saying diamonds are the main one. Is what's the correlation between, marriage contracts and wanting somebody so badly to be in your life to give them a beautiful diamond? How did that all come about?
So gemstones and diamonds, they all work together. There's really no jealousy in their mineral kingdom. That's a human trait. They all work together, right? But yes, diamond is the master crystal, and it's due in large part due to that it's made, as we all remember from basic science, made of carbon, right?
Yes.
And it has the hardest, strongest crystalline matrix that we're aware of on our planet today. And it has now just a little bit of a caveat here. Not all gems and diamonds are therapeutic, so I'm not suggesting do not go into your jewelry box and pull out any of your gems and start putting them on your forehead. That'll give you a lot of trouble, and that's not a place you want to go. So we want to be working only with the very rare and very precious and very exquisite therapeutic grade gems and diamonds. But they work together, and they work at those specific frequencies. Now, diamond works with the different, if we have an energetic problem, we need an energetic solution. The gems work with the healing frequencies that bring light and sound, and then the diamond actually has a stronger ability to actually work with structure. So I not only work with diamonds with relationship problems, because the number one cause of burnout is actually from our relationships, and I'm seeing that across the board in my practice right now. But it also can be used to work any type of repair. If you've got a damage to your chakra, if you've got a tear in your aura, even used to work with the energetic counterparts of, let's say, you have knee surgery or a gallbladder removed, things like that. Diamond can be very helpful to restore some of the energetic structure.
Jennifer, how do you go about finding what gems will work for what people or where their energetic tears are or how the healing is needed?
Mm-hmm. So it's a special skill set that is basically earned and developed by certified gemstone and diamond therapy practitioners. Some of it is gifted. Some of it is any person who has an open heart and the willingness can learn to palpate or feel or experience their chakras. So some of this, any one of us can do. And if you've developed that ability, you can also develop the ability to begin to get to understand the gemstones, and you'll get a feel for which ones can work for you, depending on what you're needing. Now, as a practitioner, I have advanced skills and advanced training, and as a board-certified holistic nurse, I even have further advanced training in medicine that I can take those skill sets and apply them in a much deeper and broader level. So I'm blessed with unique abilities to be able to see and repair the damage at a much more extensive depth than if we were to just begin working with gems on our own.
Jennifer, why are so many people burned out today?
You know, we think that it's because, we're stressed out. We think it's because, we're living paycheck to paycheck, and we've got all these debts. We've got financial worries. We've got, we're dealing with a lot of negativity from the internet, people telling us, you know, what a silly decision we made or how bad our hair looks today. And, you know, all those things are important, and I don't want to diminish any of those. And certainly, if you're navigating yourself through a divorce, that can be incredibly stressful and draining. I know. I've been through two. And not to diminish any of those life stressors. But what I've experienced personally and what I'm seeing across the board in my clientele and my professional practice is that burnout is caused by a far more insidious foe. It's actually caused by our relationships. And what I see is that our relationships have become so unbalanced and so codependent that we're completely off of kilter. And our relationships are draining our energy. Our relationships with our family, not just our intimate partnerships or spouses or significant other, but with our family members, our coworkers, our colleagues, our bosses, or even members in our church, or the most important relationship of all, that relationship with ourselves. So when those relationships are off and it's not balanced and it's not healthy and it's not mutually advantageous for the two people involved, this drains our energy, causes energetic damage, and we get terribly burned out. And this is why I do what I do. I'm here to show people that burnout is not something you can take a pill for and it's just going to get better. There's actually an underlying cause. There's an energetic cause with our relationships with people and with others and ourselves. The energy that we're giving off, the energy that we're taking in, is toxic. And if you've got an energy problem, we must have an energy solution. So that is what I do, what I do. I'm helping people discover this incredible solution that can, you know, change their lives and bring them back to health, wellness, and joy.
Okay, now you were a former ER nurse and a critical care nurse. How did you get involved with the healing crystals? How did they show up in your life?
Oh, yeah. So you're right. I was classically trained in Western medicine as an ER and cardiovascular intensive care nurse for years. So I personally experienced the amount of burnout that's taking place in our healthcare industry today. It's tragic, actually. And so I went on then into the world of corporate sales. I sold high-end scientific cutting-edge technology in the hospital laboratory. So for a couple of decades, I lived that jet-set life, rushing around, trying to meet unrealistic quotas, trying to meet unrealistic expectations of others, trying to please everybody else, do what they wanted me to do and how they wanted me to do it, until I was so completely burned out that I actually had a health crisis. And at my worst, I was home alone when I had my health crisis, to the point that I was actually suicidal. I nearly took my own life. And I was so severe that my pupils were actually two different sizes. So anyone in the healthcare industry right now is probably gasping for air. That's a very serious thing. You know, you're about to have a stroke or an aneurysm or something very serious. So what happened to me is I had become my own critical care patient. Mm. And I was trying to treat myself with medications, with counseling, and everything that goes with it. And nothing was working. And I had to realize and discover that it was my own energy that was my downfall. It was the negative, toxic energy that I was giving off and that I was taking in. And I actually survived that day when I had a remarkable spiritual experience where I experienced for the first time that there are healing temples actually in the inner planes where energy medicine is used to treat us. And I had not experienced that before. That was new. And after this, when I, you know, came back and after this, had this experience, I knew I had been given a second chance at life, and I better get my act together, I better get my head on straight, and I better learn about energy, and I better learn how to fix what I had done and what had been done to me. And that led me through this incredible healing journey through Eastern medicine, acupuncture, Reiki, Chinese herbs, until I was ready to be introduced to gemstones.
Jennifer, we're going to have to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about the gemstones. Just a quick break.